Nice to have you tuned in. Now, there are four confirmed cases of COVID-19 on the mid-north coast. We have two at Kempsey and two in Coffs Harbour. The Kempsey case has forced that LGA into lockdown. But now that Coffs has another case, I mean, will it go into lockdown today? Dr. Paul Douglas is the Director of North Coast Public Health Unit, and the ABC's Luke Ryan spoke with him just a short time ago. He started with the Kempsey case, and what we know is there's two people who have travelled to Sydney and contracted the virus there. And Luke asked why there is such a concern that Kempsey had to go into lockdown.
So when people have cases, they are placed into lockdown or isolation under a public health order, which we call a stop and stay, and that means they have to stay completely isolated. What we did understand from this particular group is that they weren't always isolating 100%, and they were having visitors come. So in those circumstances, we then couldn't guarantee that there wasn't definitely spread of disease from that. So rather than take that chance, that's why we go into lockdown rather than have the disease spread more broadly.
Right, so they had people visit them in their home and they didn't isolate properly, and that is that's the reason why the LGA has been forced to go into lockdown.
Well, it's one of the reasons. I mean, there's many reasons that we think about when we go into lockdown. You've got to look at what the other populations are, what the mobility groups are, what other contacts they had before they were identified as cases. So there's quite a few other issues which come into that. So, no, it's not solely that one reason. It's just we look at a multitude of reasons which may contribute to that, and that's what then leads to advice to the Chief Health Officer about our concerns about the risks, and the Chief Health Officer then provides advice to the Minister.
So let's move a little further north now to the Coffs Harbour case. What's the story there?
Well, there's actually two cases in Coffs Harbour, and I can't give particulars of either of those cases because that may identify the individuals themselves. But both cases have been identified quickly, and both have been in isolation, and close contacts have been in isolation as well. So we're quite happy that that's well controlled. In fact, we're very proud of the job that we've done on the Mid-North Coast. We've had 10 cases since the June outbreak commenced. We've had only one local transmission where someone was sleeping over at that person's house. And we think my staff have done a fantastic job in containing this infection in the local community.
We know that Gullumbilla Health Service in Coffs Harbour is closed today for a deep clean. They'll be doing online appointments only. How concerned are you about the spread?
Look, I'm not concerned at all. If we were concerned, we would have made recommendations to be a lot tougher in terms of lockdowns and all the rest of it. I think Gullumbilla, as they want to do, and as any venue does, if they believe that they have a contact, then they want to, again, lock that down and control any spread that might be there. But the response that Gullumbilla has put in place, we think, is very commendable and, again, removes any risk to that community at all.
Sorry, you've just said if they believe they've had a contact. You know, can you confirm that someone with a confirmed case of COVID was at that venue?
We can't confirm or deny that at the moment. We're still investigating into that case.
Okay, no worries. Well, look, I guess the question as well that is hitting the region, and you've kind of addressed it somewhat. You've mentioned that, you know, Kempsey, there was an issue with the isolation of the people there. And in Coffs Harbour, you know, we've got these cases. We've got some people doing the deep clean. And I just wonder, can Coffs Harbour expect to go into lockdown today, tomorrow? Or is that on the cards for Coffs Harbour?
I would certainly hope not. I think that the responses, again, as I said, that the Coffs Harbour Public Health Unit has and the health services have has been commendable and has tried to limit any potential spread. Again, as I said earlier, we've had 10 cases in the local community in the last couple of months. We only have one local transmission, which was with someone sleeping in the same house as that person, one household contact, and we've seen no other spread. And I think that the mechanisms that we use are identifying cases very quickly, we identify contacts very quickly, and then we limit the movements of those contacts. And I think that's the way that we stop the spread of this disease. And it's been working extremely well over the last few months, and I've got my fingers crossed that it continues.
Can I just one more question? You mentioned that, you know, there was an issue with the isolation of the person in Kempsey. Do you think that we're at a point now that it's fine to operate at home, to isolate rather than to, I guess, you know, be in a health facility and isolate. Like, do we need to do that to protect our regions? Or do you think people, I guess, can be trusted to operate their own isolation?
Oh, look, we always look at what's the best for the individual and then how that might impact on the community. And certainly where we believe that individuals can isolate effectively in their house, prevent visitors coming in, prevent others coming into that house and potentially separate themselves from others within the household, we would like them to stay in their own setting because it's much more beneficial for their mental well-being, which is part of this disease as well that we need to look at. Where we do not believe that they can isolate effectively or we believe that they may have impact on others, that's when we move people to special health accommodations. We only use health facilities if we believe that their health is deteriorating. And at this stage, that's not been a concern with any of our cases.